Let's look at some of the trending stories. And there's only one person. She is the guru when it comes to online. That is Barbara Friedman with your latest trending stories.
Follow Cape Talk on Twitter at Cape Talk.
How's it? How are you doing, Barbara?
I'm good, Kina. How are you doing?
Doing very well, thank you.
Right, we've survived to Wet Till Wednesday.
That's we did.
Feels like it's been a long week, but I don't know why.
But we certainly didn't have a tornado.
Exactly. So, top trending story in South Africa, tornado. And, I mean, it was quite a video. And obviously, as one always has to think, is that the real tornado? Yeah. Or is that sort of something out of the Wizard of Oz in Kansas? Because, honestly, I don't think I've often seen a tornado quite so tornado looking.
Which is why they call it a tornado.
That's why they call it a tornado. And it's like, it's a radical video.
Yeah, it is.
But sadly now, two people have been declared dead because earlier we weren't sure if anyone had died. And quite a lot of people injured and obviously animals injured in the area. And electricity supply went down and teams are busy rescuing. They're still going to face heavy rains there. KZN's going through some heavy weather, as they say.
And, you know, does this link to global warming, climate change and all the rest of it?
Well, an expert in that field earlier I read said there is no evidence that this tornado is a consequence of climate change. So just he was saying that the KZN climate is ideal for tornadoes.
For tornadoes. Okay. Well, I mean, that's the obvious question that pops up, I think, a lot of the time. Exactly. And then hashtag, are you getting the popcorn ready, the biltong? I bought myself biltong, but the ones that aren't that dry. And then I get what my son calls sushi biltong, where it's nice and wet in the middle, but very dry on the crust. I've got it all ready for hashtag impeachment hearings.
And you might have the biltong ready, but in Washington, this bar is getting the cocktails ready.
Oh.
So one of the Washington pubs is going to be screening it on TV all day.
Wow.
Hashtag impeachment hearings and serving impeachment cocktails. The one is called I Got 99 Problems But Impeachment Ain't One, and that has peach vodka, peach schnapps, orange juice, Sprite and lemon. Or you can get Impeachment Please, which is Jim Beam peach, simple syrup, Angostura and orange bitters with a cherry.
Joe seems to like that one.
Start early in the morning in Washington at the pub watching the hearings and drinking your cocktails.
Could you imagine? Whoever thought of that was a real peach.
It's hilarious.
Sorry.
And then the final story is an animal story. Oh, really? And
I wonder where that came from.
So the Friends of Life Animal Shelter in Houston, Texas has a cat, a six-year-old rescue cat that they adore called Quilty the cat. But it came to their attention that when they came in the morning, all the cats were in the foyer. And they realized from the video cameras that Quilty was letting them out of the room. And now he's become internet famous because it's called the Paul Shank Redemption because they saw him on TV. He pulls the handle down on the door and he let all the 15 cats out, and they had a big blast during the night, and then they had to rescue them all. So they've now put him in solitary confinement in the building's lobby while they Quilty proof the room. But anyway, the internet are adoring him. They've hashtagged it Free Quilty, Quilty Not Guilty, and of course a family are desperately waiting to adopt him, so there's a happy ending.
Well, there we go. Barbara, thank you very much for that. That is Barbara Friedman, our online guru with all the latest trending stories. What's in your mind? Well, if you've got something in your mind, you want to get it off your chest and your mind, then pick up the phone, dial 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. I look forward to hearing from you today, right here on Today. I'm Kino Cummings with you all the way through until midday.